And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I almost said the I word again. I'm getting better at it. You have to admit, I'm getting better at doing the tagline. I don't get it perfect every time. As a matter of fact, one of the problems that I have is that I'm relying on something called muscle memory. In other words, I've done things a certain way for such a long period of time. It's just kind of routine for me. So when I look to change something as significant as getting the tagline right, sometimes muscle memory creeps in, and muscle memory makes me revert back to the way I used to do stuff when in fact I'm trying to do things the way I'm trying to do things now. Do you ever run into that problem? Do you have that problem? I think many of you have that problem. I don't think I'm the only one that has that problem out there. I think you have that problem. You got that problem. You over there, you've got that problem. We all have that problem. We all have that situation in our lives. But that's not what I want to talk about. No, that's not what I want to talk about at all. What I want to talk about is I want to talk about the average 401k balance by age groups. Yeah, average 401k balance by age groups. Now, you know where I'm going, right? Yes. I want you, for those of you that have 401ks, and even if you don't have a 401k, if you've got an IRA, you can do this too. Or if you have one of those teacher plans, or if you have some other government-endorsed retirement savings program, here's what I want you to do. I want you to look at your balance effective today. Go ahead, take a look at your balance. Now, for those of you driving, if you're going to do this, I want you to safely pull over and then look this information up, okay? Or when you get to wherever you're going to, look it up when you get there. I want you to be safe because I want you to be safe. I mean, that's at the end of the day, I don't want anybody getting hurt. So here's the bombshell. The average 401k balance, effective December of 2024, for the year groups of 55 to 64 years of age, the average balance in the 401k, could be an IRA, but the average balance in that 401k, $244,000. Well, it's a little bit more than that. It's $244,750. Yeah. Basically, almost a quarter of $1 million. Almost a quarter of $1 million. Now, some of you have more money in there. Some of you have less money in there. If you're 55 to 64 years of age and you're sitting on a retirement balance of approximately a quarter of $1 million, I want you to ask yourself this question. How long will I live? Go ahead, ask that question. It's part of the calculus that you have to do. You have to figure out how long that quarter of $1 million needs to last. Because if you're going to live another 10 years, you would treat that quarter of $1 million one way. If you were going to live another 20 years, you would treat that quarter of $1 million a different way. If you're only going to live, say, 3 years, you might approach it differently. The big problem that we have with the whole retirement game that's out there is that many of us in that 55 to 64 year group have been conditioned to build up and save up a big bag of money. Many of us have been doing it for 30 or 40 years. We've been doing it ever since the 401k and the IRAs, they came into existence back in 1980. They became the new retirement plan. Pensions were being shuttered. The 401k was the new retirement plan. I'm 60 years of age. I'm not worried about a balance in my 401k. That's not how I make my money. My money doesn't come from a 401k. I don't live off of an IRA. My lifestyle is supported by passive income. Passive income that comes by successfully and correctly investing in real estate assets. It's effectively perpetual income that you can grow along the way. It is a solution to your retirement problem. What is your number? Is your number as good as $244,750? For some of you, yeah, it is. For some of you, you're doing really well. For some of you, you're not doing so well. For some of you, you're pretty much at that number. Now, this is not a comparison of the size of your investment portfolio in comparison to somebody else's. I'm not doing that. What I'm trying to point out is that the money that you have right now accumulated for retirement is the amount of money that you've accumulated for retirement. Now, some of that money is generated by actual investment results. When you put your money into a mutual fund, there are some mechanics in there that allow for increases in the value of the assets that you buy. I mean, I'd be an idiot if I were to try and tell you differently. So I know that some of you have made money based off of just pure investment piece, but a lot of that money is in the form of savings. A lot of that money comes from the fact that you inject money every month into that account. So there's a lot of savings that goes into those retirement accounts. I was looking at something a little earlier today, and I was kind of blown away. Let's see if I can paraphrase what I saw. I was looking on the internet, and what I was curious about was if you put your money into like a 401k or an IRA or that type of thing, at what point does your money start converting from just being an accumulation or a savings account? And at what point does it start actually providing returns on investment? And how much are those returns on investment? And this is what I found. I found for the first 10 years that you have those accounts, very little of the returns come from investment success. The majority of the money that goes into that account is actual injection of cash, the injection of cash that you're putting into that account. For the next 10 to 20 years, it tends to be maybe a 30 to 50% contribution. So in other words, 30 to 50% of the money that goes into that account comes from actual investments. The rest of the money comes from the fact that you're injecting money into that account. And then when you get like 20 years down the road and beyond, it starts to balance out a little bit more. You start to get a better than 50% injection of money that comes from actual investments as opposed to you injecting money into those accounts. So what's the problem? The problem is this. You're waiting 10 years to start making money, and you don't really start making the good money until you get to the 20-year mark. Did you know that if you took the money that's sitting in that 401k right now and you repurposed it into real estate, you wouldn't have to wait 10 or 20 years to start making the real money in your retirement account? You could be making the real money in your retirement account literally right now, or at least effective the time that you put your first asset into service. Real estate is different than the investing that you're doing right now. Real estate is a little bit more of an active investment event than what you're doing. Let me describe what you're doing. There, I just described. Did you hear it? Oh, you didn't hear it? Let me say it again. There, did you hear it that time? Oh, you didn't hear it that time? Huh. I might have to talk to Rick about what's going on. We might have a bug in the machine. Well, here's what I was saying. I was saying nothing. Did you hear me saying nothing? Yeah, that's what I think you're doing when it comes to your investing. I think you're doing nothing. Now, I know I just offended some of you, and I did not mean to offend you. I know that you're working hard. I know that you're trading time for money. I know that a portion of that money that you earn goes into those retirement accounts before you even get a chance to put your hands on that money. That money is moved, so you never get a chance to touch it. And there are conditions put on that account that say if you touch it before the age of 59 and a half, not only do you pay the taxes that you owe on any money you take out, you pay the government a 10% penalty for being a bad steward of your money. I think it's kind of a sham. I think with what we do with investing right now is kind of a sham. Because with what I have learned as a real estate investor, I can get you to a place of retirement in 5 years or less. Yeah, done in 5 years. You don't believe me? You think I'm blowing smoke up your chimney, don't you? Well, I'm not. As a matter of fact, with real estate, it is a different type of investing. It is a little more active than what you're doing now. But if you've been listening to this radio show at all, and if you listen to the people that I brought onto this radio show at all, you have heard a common theme amongst all the people that I have interviewed on this show. The common theme is that real estate does not take a ton of your time. As a matter of fact, it only takes a very small portion of your time. very small in regards to the results that you can obtain by investing that little bit of time. What if I told you that you could take that $244,750 that is the average 401k savings balance, according to Fidelity, in America right now? Well, it's effective. That number is effective December of 2024. I want to make sure we're clear on that. But what if I told you you could take that money and you could use it to start buying real estate? Now, some of you would say, no, you can't. I can't buy real estate in my mutual fund account. Well, you are correct. You are correct, because the financial planners that sell you all the products that are a part of your mutual fund account are not licensed to sell real estate. They can't sell you real estate. They can only sell you financial instruments that would go into your savings account, so to speak. Does that make sense? So what we need to do is we need to tap into that money. We need to pull that money out of that account. Now, I know that scares a lot of you, because it goes against conventional wisdom. It goes against everything you have been taught, because you have been taught, you have been conditioned, that conditioning has been reinforced your entire life, that you have to save your way to retirement. And I'm here to tell you, you don't. You don't have to do it at all. We come back from the break, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do with this $250,000. And it's going to get you retired in 5 years. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Now, you guys should all be applauding, because I got the tagline right. I got it right. Now, it did take me till the second half of the show to get it right. But look, I'm growing. I'm growing as an individual. Come on. Lots of cheer for me. Give me that high five, Rick. All right, I got my high five. All right, let's get into what we need to get into here, because what I'm going to tell you right now is going to shock you. It's going to shock and awe you. It's going to be like fingernails on a chalkboard. It's going to be like anything that makes you go, I hate that sound. You know what I'm talking about, right? All right, I'm talking about imploding your 401k. Yeah, imploding. And you're like, wait a minute, imploding? What do you mean by imploding anyway? I'm talking about destroying it. I'm talking about ripping all the cash out of it. That's what we should do. We should rip all the cash out of it. And you're sitting there thinking, going, dude, you don't have the ability to do that. You don't have the authority to do that. I mean, I signed all kinds of paperwork that said, number one, I wasn't going to mess with that money. And then number two, if I did mess with that money, they were going to take 10% in addition to the taxes out. That's a lot of money. I mean, I got $250,000 sitting in that 401k. We can't touch that money, dude. And I'm here to tell you, yeah, you can. You totally can. And you're like, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. And I'm here to tell you, believe me. Believe me, you can touch it. As a matter of fact, you can touch it anytime you want. Now, your financial planner will highly discourage you from touching the money, because it goes against everything that they have advised you to do in your entire journey that you have spent with your financial services company. Yeah, everything that they have taught you to do has been to put money into that account and don't touch it. Save, 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 save. That's what I'm talking about, right? Did you know that you could pick up the phone and you could call them and you could say, hi, my name is, state your name. And then you could say, I would like to cash in my 401k. And they would go, oh my God, what are you doing? And you would just calmly repeat, I would like to cash in my 401k. And after the hysteria calms down on the other side of the phone, now they're professionals, they won't get hysterical. They might try and talk you out of it. Or they might try and put you in touch with your financial planner, whom might talk you out of it. But you can pick up the phone and you can call today and you could say, I would like to cash in my 401k. And you know what they have to do? They have to process your order. Yeah, they have to process your order because you are giving them a legal order and they have to fulfill that order. So what are they going to do? Well, they're going to have to sign some paperwork. They're going to have you sign something that says, I understand that I'm paying a 10% penalty. Go ahead, sign it. Sign it. It's your money. You need to get what is your money out of there. And here's where I'm going. If you have $244,750, which is the average balance, according to Fidelity, that 55 to 64-year-olds have in their 401k account right now. If you had that amount of money and you called your financial services company today and said, sell it all, fulfill my orders, I want my money, send me the money, they would have to do it and they would send you approximately 70% of your money. So you're thinking, oh my gosh, 70%. What is that number? Well, that number would be $171,500. And you're sitting there thinking, wait a minute, dude, we were just talking about literally almost $250,000. And now we're talking about giving up like almost $70,000 of it. Yeah, that's the penalty. That's the ignorance tax. First of all, it's the taxes that you owe on that money. You're going to have to pay those taxes regardless of when you take it out. If you take it out today or you take it out 30 years from now, taxes will be due on that money. There's also a 10% penalty. Unless you're 59 years and a half or older, you have to pay a 10% penalty if you take that money out. Unless, oh, there's a big unless. Unless you're married, you love your spouse, you trust your spouse, in which case you can take advantage of a Lifestyles Unlimited vendor that provides a service that will take you through the court system that will prevent you from paying that 10% penalty, and you don't have to be 59 and a half yet. So you could save almost $25,000 in penalty costs. Would you be interested in doing that? Now, some of you would be like, oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah. What does that cost? I'll be honest with you. I'm not up to speed on that price, but I would tell you this, if that price were say 20% of that $25,000, I would do it. Because what that means is I would spend $5,000 to get an additional $20,000 that I would lose otherwise. And it's not that painful of a process for me to go through the process to get access to my money. So if we were able to avoid that 10% penalty, now after taxes, we're looking at close to $195,800. $195,800. Could we use that money to invest with? I mean, after all, we just imploded our 401k. That money now exists in cash. What are we supposed to do with it? Well, we need to put it to work. One methodology that we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited is that you could become a single family investor. The other methodology is the multifamily investor track, but I'm going to focus on single family right now. And here's why. For a single family investor that has literally $200,000 available to purchase assets, you can acquire assets using hard money loans and cash for an initial investment into a single family asset of $25,000. $25,000. That's what it's going to take, cash out of pocket, for you to buy an asset. Now, notice I don't care what the asset costs. I haven't talked about the price of the asset. I haven't talked about the after repair value. I haven't talked about any of that stuff. I'm just saying we're going to talk about assets and the fact that they might cost us $25,000 per asset. So if it costs us $25,000 per asset and we have almost $200,000 available to us, you ready for the math question? How many assets can we buy? Eight. Well, almost eight. And here's why I get the almost eight. You can buy seven at $25,000. And then you're going to have to buy one at like what? $21,800, unless you can throw in a couple extra $1,000 that you might have laying around your household, or maybe you sell something that's sitting in your garage and you plus up the money to bring you to the full $200,000 mark. That would allow you to buy effectively eight different assets. Now, if these eight assets produce $200 a month in passive income, how much money would you be receiving annually across these eight assets? $1,600. $1,600 of passive income. Now, the question I have for you is, can you retire yourself on $1,600? And the short answer is probably not. Because that only represents $19,200 in annual income, right? Yeah, $1,600 per month annualized is $19,200. So effectively, what you've been able to do is you've been able to repurpose a 401k. You don't have any of those stocks. You don't have any of those mutual funds. You don't have any of the tax bill anymore because you paid the tax bill. And now you've taken control of your money and you've bought single family assets with that money. You've bought eight of them and you've put them into service. And they're paying you five different ways. And we're talking about the cash flow right now. So you're making an extra $19,200 per year just having eight properties. And you're out of money. You're out of money. But you don't have enough income to retire yourself. Because you're thinking, man, I work a $100,000 a year job. So if we follow that tax stuff that you were talking about, Al, then, you know, let's see, I take like 70% of the $100,000 is probably my take-home pay. I'm probably paying about 30% in blended taxes. So $70,000. I could live off $70,000 per year. Okay. So now we've got a number. We've got a goal that we were working towards, right? We're trying to get you to $70,000 per year. But we've been able to get you to $19,200 by buying eight assets, but we ran out of money. So what do? We start selling assets. What? We start selling the assets? Yes, you start selling the assets. When the assets get to the point where the equity participation in those assets is more than doubling your money, you want to start selling those assets. One of the things that we do with real estate is we look to capture equity when we're buying a house. So in other words, if there's a house out there that's worth $100,000 all fixed up, we're going to pay $50,000 for it. We're going to put another $20,000 into improvements. We're going to put another, say, $5,000 into closing and holding costs. So the difference between our all-in costs and what the property is really worth in the marketplace is $25,000 of additional equity. That additional equity is something that we want to tap into. When we identify that our properties have at least doubled our equity participation in the asset, then that is a sell signal. It is indicating to us that maybe it is time to sell that asset, take the money from that asset, and then buy two assets to replace it. So what we're going to do after we buy all eight properties and we get them all rehabbed and put back into service and they're making money for us, we're going to go back to property number one, the first property that we rehabbed. And we're going to look at it and we're going to determine whether or not it's a good time to sell it. If it's a good time to sell it, we will sell it. And we will take that money and we will buy two properties to replace it. Then we'll go to the second property that we rehabbed and we'll do the same thing. So what I'm getting at is you're going to take all eight of those properties that you initially put into service into your portfolio, and you're going to start harvesting them one at a time and replacing them with two. So eventually, eight properties become 16 properties. And almost $20,000 in cash flow becomes almost $40,000 in cash flow. We're more than halfway to meeting your requirement to being retired. And it seems like we're just one more cycle away from getting it done. Because if we were to sell 16 houses and buy 32 houses with it, we would meet our goal. And we could get it done in 5 years or less. But some of you are noticing a problem. Some of you are saying, okay, Al, I can handle eight houses. I can wrap my arms around eight. And then you said, sell one and buy two. Okay, so that would take me to nine. And then eventually 10. And then eventually 11. And I think I could wrap my arms around maybe getting to 16 houses, but that's 16 properties. That's 16 different addresses that I've got to manage. What if there's another way? Is there another way? Actually, there is. See, this is the point where instead of selling off your single family assets and buying more single family assets to replace them, you start selling single family assets and you start buying multifamily assets, units of five or more, to replace the single family assets. So what you start doing is you start converting from single-family assets, where you have a property and an address and a resident in each one, and then you start converting it to multifamily properties where you have an address and multiple residents in the same location, thereby taking advantage of something called economies of scale. When you start lumping your investment assets together, they start becoming a little easier to manage. So what we could do is we could do this. Let's say we've gotten to that point where we've got the 16 homes and we're making almost $40,000 a year in cash flow. Now it's time for us to double again. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the first four houses of the 16, just the first four that we put back into our inventory, and we're going to consider selling all four of those properties. We're going to put four properties on the market, and then we're going to sell those properties off. And then as we sell those properties off, we're going to collect the money, and then we're going to go and buy maybe an 8-plex or possibly a 10-plex or maybe a 12-plex. In which case, if we get to a 12-plex, we're not doubling the number of units. We're actually tripling the number of units, which is causing us to go even faster. We could go even faster with multifamily. Why do I know this? Because I've been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited since 2017. They have taught me all of these things. They have taught me all of these concepts, all of these concepts that I share with you. And the point I'm trying to make is this. If you are in the age group of 55 to 64 years of age, and you're staring at a 401k balance of $250,000, and you've done the math, and you're looking at what Social Security can pay you, and you're still looking at the fact that you're going to be living off of that 401k and paying that money down every month, that money is going to withdraw down every month because you're going to be living off that money, and there's no new money going into that pot because you no longer work, you're no longer trading time for money. You're going to get to that place where you're going to eventually run out of money, and the only thing you're going to have is Social Security. But if you act now, if you start to repurpose that 401k or that IRA or whatever you're doing for a retirement plan, and you take that money out of that plan and you put that money into real estate that pays you five different ways: the cash flow, the equity capture, the principal pay down, the equity participation, which is called natural appreciation. And then, of course, there's all the wonderful tax benefits that are associated with being a real estate investor that the United States government makes available to us. I don't have to do anything for those tax benefits. They're already written into IRS code. So why wouldn't you take advantage of them? If you've got $250,000, your homework tonight is to strongly consider what I have told you today. Because if you do what I've told you to do today, not only can you change the direction of your retirement trajectory, you can also completely get yourself to a place of retirement in 5 years or less. 5 years or less. And if we're talking about people in the age group of 55 to 64, we're already getting close to that retirement age. So we're running out of time. And if what we've been doing for the last 30 or 40 years isn't working effectively for us, then what we need to do is we need to change the direction of our lives. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Boom.